So the Stag Brewery is a large empty site in Mortlake that's very much constrained by the river, by roads, by a railway. It's been talked about as a site for development for some time. There have been a few different schemes that have come forward. And last year, one such scheme came forward and was partially refused by the council. So then the mayor called it in. He decided that he was going to be the one who makes the planning decision about that site. He called it in. The size of the development increased significantly from about 860-odd housing units to over 1,200. And the heights as well went up a lot. And anyone who has visited that site could see that it was simply, the plans are simply not suitable for the location and the site being constrained as it was. So today was the public hearing where the mayor's had a chance to look over what the planning officers have said and to hear from people who object to the scheme, to hear from people who support the scheme, and also to hear from the applicant and to make his decision about what he wants to do.
Now, it was good news for those who objected to the scheme, wasn't it?
It was absolutely magnificent news for the local residents. The mayor rejected the scheme, and that is a huge victory for residents. And some of these people in the Mortlake Brew community group and in the wider area, they've been fighting this for 10 years. This has been a long time coming for local residents.
But it doesn't mean the end of it, or does it? I mean, Reselton Properties, I'm assuming, they still own the site. They're going to come back with another design, and this wasn't their first design either.
I hope that's right. They will, either they or someone else maybe, who knows what will come forward. But I hope that this has set the precedent that you need to engage with the residents early on to find out what they want, to use their knowledge, because if anyone listening to the to that hearing hadn't realised the wealth of knowledge and experience, then those 9 speeches from the local residents will have shown them that, because there's such experience, there's such knowledge, there's such passion for the local community, and also there's a huge will to make this work. They know that that site is going to be developed. They are in favour of that, but it's got to be something that works for everyone, for the community as well. And this site is so big that it will change that community for all time to come. And that's not an exaggeration, because it's such a big site and such a crucial part of the area that you're looking to a very long time scale. So that makes it so important to get this right.
And although happy news, it wasn't necessarily expected because it's literally hit or miss which way it's going to go. What did Sadiq Khan have to say about the development personally?
One thing he came back to a lot was his site visit. And he was actually there yesterday looking at the site, walking around it with the planning officers and with the developer. And I've always maintained that anyone who goes to that site, who looks properly at how it's constrained and then weighs that up against what was proposed, could tell you that the proposals were completely unsuitable. And so I think it's that evidence of his own eyes that has convinced him that this is the right thing to do.
And why was it, in your opinion and the opinion of those who were against it, why was it so wrong for the area?
It more than doubles the population of Mortlake. The development that was planned, that has now been rejected, was more something you would find in central London in terms of heights and densities. It certainly wasn't the kind of suburban thing you might expect, especially with the riverside. And that development would have forever changed one of the most ancient and beautiful stretches of the river. So that's another reason to celebrate the fact that it's been rejected.
Do you think that was a major issue? Because developments are going up all over London and, you know, obviously in the suburbs, and a lot of people can only dream of having this kind of result. Do you think the river played a part in it?
I think so. London's strength is its diversity, and every community is different, and every community has different strengths and different things that make it special. And the river is what makes Mortlake, it's what makes all of Southwest London quite as unique and special as it is. So for a development to have an impact on that with no real way of giving back would have just be, it would have ruined the community. It wouldn't have been right. So that's clearly something that the mayor's recognised.